This program is brought to you by Israel Restoration Ministries.
What are you doing Sunday nights? Come join Friendship with God radio Bible teacher Tom Cantor of the Friendship with God Fellowship Church every Sunday night at 5:30 p.m. at The Vine at 9336 Abraham Way, Santee, California. Watch and listen live around the world to Tom Cantor Sunday evening on YouTube.com by searching for Friendship with God Fellowship or by going to our homepage at friendshipwithgod.org. That's friendshipwithgod.org.
Welcome to Friendship with God with our Bible teacher, Tom Cantor. Today's message and previous messages can be listened to or downloaded for free at friendshipwithgod.org.
And when Pilate looks at Christ, Pilate sees a Jew. He sees a Jew. Pilate sees Christ as a Jew, and so Pilate tells Christ that as a Jew, look, in John 18:35, thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What have you done? So with those words, it's obvious that Pilate does not believe that Christ is the king of the Jews, because Pilate tells Christ, look, your own Jewish people, the Jewish nation, have delivered you to me. Or it is that the Jewish nation have delivered their king, the king of the Jews, to a Gentile named Pilate to kill. Now, we can only imagine when Pilate said those words, what thoughts went through Christ's mind as he heard again the truth from the lips of Pilate. He heard the truth again. It started it all out. In John 1:11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. When Pilate reminded Christ that his own people, the Jews, have not received Jesus as their king, not just not received, they delivered the king of the Jews to the Romans to destroy the king of the Jews. How at that moment, Christ must have thought, when he heard Pilate say that, yes, I know. And my heart breaks for my own Jewish people because they have no king. They've delivered me to you to be destroyed. And for thousands of years, they will have no king. Christ came unto his own as their king, and Christ's own, the Jewish people, received Christ not as their king. And Pilate was telling Christ that. Right at that moment. And Christ came unto his own as their Messiah, as the Messiah of the Jews, from God. And Christ's own Jewish people received Christ not as their Messiah, and telling Christ that again. And how Christ must have thought, and my heart breaks for them. My heart breaks for the Jewish people as I can see that for thousands of years, my own Jewish people will cry out for the Messiah to come. And we'll wait, and we'll wait, and we'll wait for their Messiah to come from God. And all the while, God will be saying, I already sent him to you. And you turned him over to the Romans to kill him. And they were piercing words that Pilate said to Christ in John 18:35, when he said, thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What have you done? And Christ thinks of the extreme sadness and mourning that the Jewish people will have to endure when they realize the truth of John 1:11, that he came unto his own and his own received him not. When the Jewish people realize that Jesus came to them as their own king, as their own Messiah, and Christ's own Jewish people received him not as their king and not as their Messiah, and that will bring in the day of Zechariah 12:10, when God says, I'll pour mercy upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem in the spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. They have pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is bitterness for his firstborn. In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem as the mourning of Hadrariman in the valley of Megiddon, and the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, their wives apart, family of the house of Nathan apart, their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, their wives apart. All the families will remain, every family apart and their wives apart. It will be a day when the wives will say, get away from me. I got to do this alone. I got to mourn and pour out my heart in grief to God alone. Jewish wives do not normally say that. Jewish wives say, bo, come around me. But here they're saying, Go. I have to cry alone. And the Jewish people were using the Romans to pierce the hands and feet of Jesus on the cross. They were using the Romans to put a sword into his side when he died on the cross. But when they realize what they've done in not receiving him, they will not say the Romans killed Christ. They will not say the Romans pierced Christ. They will not say the Italians did it. Their confession will be, Zechariah 12:10, they shall look upon me who they have pierced. They're going to say, we did it. And at that day, when they look at Christ, they're going to see a person whom they have pierced, not the Romans, not the Italians, but they themselves. They'll see him as one that they have pierced. And when they look at him and they'll see him as their king, they'll see him as their Messiah, they'll see him as their God, they're going to say, we pierced our king. We pierced our Messiah. We pierced our God. No wonder they will say that for 2,000 years we've been in the world as sheep with no shepherd, slaughtered with no king, slaughtered with no Messiah, slaughtered with no God. And all this we can imagine is flashing before the eyes of Christ in his mind when Pilate says to him in John 18:35, thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. And Pilate all the while knew that they delivered Jesus to him to crucify him, that he should be the executioner. And then Pilate asked Christ, what in the world have you done to enrage your own people so much to cause them to deliver you to me to be killed? And what had Christ done that was so serious? John 1:11, he came unto his own. That's what he did. As he said to Pilate, I just told him the truth. I bore witness of the truth. That's what I did. That was a day when telling the truth was a crime. And that was what Christ had done that so enraged the Jewish people to cause them to send Christ as a prisoner to Pilate for Pilate to kill. Christ came into his own as their king, as the king of the Jews, to lead them out of sin to heaven. Christ came to his own as their Messiah to die for their sins. Christ came to his own as their prophet to tell them the truth and teach them the truth. Those were the crimes for which Jesus was convicted, and those is what he did for why his own nation was condemning him to death. And Pilate knew it. And so did Christ. They both knew who was behind all this condemnation, as Pilate said unto them in John 18:35, the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. It's all about the chief priests who enjoyed their positions of power and privilege over the people. And when Christ came, he threatened that power of the chief priests. Christ exposed the hypocrisy and the wrong teaching of the chief priests. And it was therefore those same chief priests that stirred up the people to demand he has to be destroyed. And to this question of what Christ had done, Christ now turns his mind to think of the contrast between the world and his kingdom. And in his mind, he sees clearly this earth is outside of his kingdom. It's not a part of his kingdom. He sees the earth as outside. He sees the border, the boundary of his kingdom, and he sees the earth outside of that. And he sees how the earth is under another king. It's under the control of Satan, the adversary, whereas his kingdom is under his control. He sees how the earth is saturated with sin through and through, whereas his kingdom is saturated with righteousness. He sees how the earth, how in the earth, everyone's first thought is about himself, naturally, himself, whereas in his kingdom, everyone's first thought is about God. And then he sees the Jews on earth, and he sees how the Jews are delivering him to be lower and lower in a state of dishonor, whereas in his kingdom, everyone is exalting him higher and higher to honor. So as he thinks about all these differences between the earth not as part of his kingdom and his kingdom, the differences, he makes this sweeping statement about his kingdom, and he says in John 18:36, now, at this time, right now, is my kingdom not from hence. And as he thinks about this stark difference between the world and his kingdom, then he thinks about in the world, he stands defenseless. He is defenseless in the world. Whereas in his kingdom, he says his servants would fight to defend him from being delivered to the Jews. No, this earth is not a part of Christ's kingdom because the throne on this earth has been usurped by another king. There's another king sitting on the throne of this earth, and that king sitting on the throne of this earth is Satan, and therefore this earth is not a part of Christ's kingdom. As a matter of fact, people's hearts are not a part of Christ's kingdom because the throne of people's hearts has been usurped by another king. There is another king sitting on the throne of the people's hearts, and that king is self and not Christ. And therefore, the heart of man is not a part of Christ's kingdom. Now, he's spoken about this problem of the wrong king sitting on the throne of the world and the need for that wrong king, Satan, to be dethroned and for Christ to be on the throne of the world. And he's taught man to pray for that day. Pray for the dethroning of the wrong king on the throne of the earth and for the enthroning of Christ over the earth when he taught them to pray in the Lord's Prayer, in the last sentence of the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That was when he guided prayer to be for the day when the wrong king of the world, Satan, would be removed and the right king, Christ, would be placed on the as king over the world. But for now, he stands before Pilate and he sees clearly two words in his mind. And those two words are not yet. It's a time of not yet for the dethroning of Satan from being king over the earth. It's a time of not yet for Christ to be enthroned over the earth. And so to express this time of not yet, he says in John 18:36, but now is my kingdom not from hence, not from the world. And now, as in not yet, is my kingdom not from the world, not include the world. But in saying that the world has now, as the wrong king on his throne, Christ is holding out a little candle of light into the dark cave of Pilate's heart. Pilate's heart is like a dark cave with no light, no light to guide Pilate out of his personal darkness. But Christ now has ventured down deep into the darkness of Pilate's heart, Pilate's person. Christ has traveled down deep into Pilate's dark heart, and with this candle of Christ's word, Christ is saying to Pilate, Pilate, can you hear me, Pilate? I'm holding the candle of hope for you. My words are the candle of light. Follow my words, Pilate. Follow my words of light and come out of your darkness. My words are the candle of hope for you to leave your darkness. My words are the candle of hope to lead you out of darkness into my marvelous light. Come out, Pilate. And what were those words of hope? What were those words of hope that formed the candle of light to bring Pilate out of the darkness of his own heart? They were when Christ asked Pilate in John 18:33, Pilate asked Christ, art thou then the king of the Jews? The candle of light to bring out Pilate out of his own personal darkness was when Christ said to Pilate in John 18:34, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of thee? When Christ said to Pilate, sayest thou this thing of thyself, Christ was holding out a candle of hopeful light in the cave of Pilate's dark heart, because what Christ was really saying to Pilate was, Pilate, are you from yourself saying that I'm a king? Because you've seen something that I am a king, or did you just hear it from somebody else? What is it, Pilate? Because Pilate, if you have personally seen that I am a king, then there's hope for you personally. Pilate, if you see for yourself that I'm a king, then you've seen the candle of hope that I'm holding out to you, because Pilate, I'm telling you, my kingdom's not of this world. It's not of Rome. It's not of the Jews. It's not of this world. I'm telling you, my kingdom can be in your heart, of your heart. If you see yourself as a sinner and me as a king, is hope for you, Pilate, because Pilate, right now, your heart can be part of my kingdom. The border of my kingdom can be extended to include your heart, if I'm your personal king. Because right now, Pilate, you can determine which way to go. You can dethrone the wrong king over your heart, which is yourself, Pilate. And right now, Pilate, you can put me on the throne of your heart. Right now, Pilate, you can cast off that robe of glory that you're wearing and put it on me and fall down and worship me. Right now, Pilate, you have that opportunity to make me the king of your life. If you see yourself, for yourself, that I'm a king, you can make me the king of your heart. Then, Pilate, your heart is going to be part of my kingdom. Oh, Pilate, I realize that if you do this, you will likely be crucified also with me. But don't worry about that, Pilate. Don't worry. Because if you make me the king of your life right now, there will be four crosses on that hill called Calvary, you and me and two thieves. But don't worry about that, Pilate, because I know that one of those thieves is going to join you, Pilate, as one of those thieves will also dethrone himself and make me king over his heart, will make me king over his heart. And you don't worry about that, Pilate, because from that cross, I'll say to both of you, Pilate, and to that thief, today, you both will be with me in paradise. This could be your day, Pilate. It could be your day. Pilate, when you would be with me in my kingdom of paradise forever, all you have to do, Pilate, is follow the candle of hope that I'm holding out for you, and have come out of your darkness into my light, dethrone yourself as your king, and make me the king over your life. And just like that, you'll be in my kingdom. That's what he's saying here. And those were the great words of hope that Christ gave to Pilate when Pilate asked Christ the simple question in verse 11, art thou a king? To which Christ responded in John 18:34, sayest thou this thing of thyself? That was the candle of hope that Christ was holding out to Pilate as he ventured, Christ ventured deep into the dark depths of Pilate's heart. That was Pilate's chance. He could have come out of his own darkness into Christ's marvelous light. Now, we think about it, we say, oh, well, are you kidding? He's a top of the top. He's a Roman governor. He's got everything. But when we look back at it now, it ain't John Brown's body that's rotten in the grave. It's Pilate. He said, should have done it, Pilate. Should have done it. Should have done what the hymn says, Pilate. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Fill me, O Lord, with thy desire for all that know not thee. Then touch my lips with holy fire to speak of Calvary. That was Pilate's chance. That was all that Pilate had to do to come out of his personal darkness. All anybody has to do, come out of their personal darkness into Christ's kingdom of love and light. Make him king. Just make him king. So there was Pilate in the cave of his own darkness, his own heart. There was Christ standing there holding out that candle of hope, inviting Pilate, make Christ his own personal king. And the choice is now Pilate's choice to make him king of his life or not. And so when Christ asked Pilate if he was a king because Pilate saw that he was a king, the ball was clearly in Pilate's court. Make the decision, Pilate. Either at that moment, make Christ the king over your heart or not. And in that moment, as the light of Christ flashed in front of Pilate's eyes and Pilate understood, oh, Jesus is talking to me personally. He's talking about me personally, seeing if I see that he's a king. He's inviting me to make Jesus, to make him the king of my life. And just at that moment, not long, but long enough, just at that moment, Pilate knew that the ball was in his court. And Pilate knew that he had to make a decision. And he knew he had to respond to Christ's invitation. And Pilate knew that he had to speak. And what Pilate did not know was that Pilate's response to Christ's invitation to make him a king of his heart would determine if Pilate would be spending Pilate's eternity in Christ's kingdom of heaven, or if Pilate would be spending Pilate's eternity in Satan's kingdom of hell. So faced with this choice, with Christ standing with the candle of hope in his hands and Pilate's dark heart, Pilate gives his response to Christ with a pushback in John 18:35, when Pilate says, hey, am I a Jew? Do I look like a Jew to you? And with that response, Pilate pushed Christ back from him. Pilate pushed Christ back, and back went the candle of light, and back came the full darkness into Pilate's heart. When Pilate said to Christ in John 18:35, am I a Jew? Pilate was saying to Christ, you are the king of the Jews, and I'm not a Jew. And you should, and that you should be my king, I'm not a Jew. You're only a king of the Jews, and I'm not a Jew. And the answer to Pilate's argument, which is a good argument, by the way, but there's an answer. And the answer is, yes, Christ is the king of the Jews. And yes, you're not a Jew. And so Christ is not your king. But the answer is, yes, Pilate, Christ is the king of the Jews. But Pilate, salvation is of the Jews. And Pilate, if you want to be saved, you have to become a Jew. You have to become a Jew to have Christ be your king, the king of the Jews, is your own personal king. Pilate, the God of the Jews is the only God. Newsflash, Pilate, the God of the Jews is the only true God. There's no other God but the God of the Jews. There's no other God except the God of the Jews. You have to make the God of the Jews the God of your life. And yes, Pilate, in order to make the God of the Jews your God, you got to become a Jew.
Tom Cantor's messages can be listened to and downloaded for free at friendshipwithgod.org. For other free resources, email us at tomcantor@friendshipwithgod.org or call us at 800-247-3051. Join our live services on YouTube by searching Friendship with God with Tom Cantor every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
What are you doing Sunday nights? Come join Friendship with God radio Bible teacher Tom Cantor of the Friendship with God Fellowship Church every Sunday night at 5:30 p.m. at The Vine at 9336 Abraham Way, Santee, California. Watch and listen live around the world to Tom Cantor Sunday evening on YouTube.com by searching for Friendship with God Fellowship or by going to our homepage at friendshipwithgod.org. That's friendshipwithgod.org.
This program is brought to you by Israel Restoration Ministries.